So we've got this round event happening in Florida here, and what that means is Woody and I are going to share three stories that are strange, that are unusual, unique, and hopefully learn a little lesson from it. We'll all also get to point and giggle, but the stories could have happened anywhere all over the globe, but you have to spot the one that happened in Florida, which obviously, as we all know, consistently cranks out the crazy. So spot the Florida story first at 844-4WW-SHOW, and that's how you win. Woody's got story number one.
Little known fact about Wilcox. When he goes on vacation, he likes to go to some obscure places.
You think so?
Yeah, well, I mean, you do the normal stuff with the family, but you've also done the Dukes of Hazzard Museum.
Oh, okay.
You've done the dog racing museum, haven't you?
Yes, the Greyhound Hall of Fame, I believe. Abilene, Kansas, by the way.
And you still want to visit the tow truck museum, or did you do that as well?
I drove by the tow truck museum in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and made the mistake of not going in, so that's still on my bucket list.
I bring it up because a couch that fell off a truck has become the latest tourist attraction in this particular town.
What particular town?
I think that's part of the... It happened in Florida.
Oh, I see. I thought he meant in one of the towns that I went to.
No. Since this couch has been sitting along a sidewalk for several weeks, people have decided to add their own pieces of flair to this couch. There are now coffee tables and lamps and rugs and even a TV. It's basically just a giant outdoor living room. It's got its own Facebook page.
Chelsea, loose time.
So much loose time.
Loose time.
How many people would you say, you know, would follow a couch on Facebook?
Zero.
People followed a pregnant giraffe.
But that's different, Chelsea. That's life. That's the circle of life, as Elton John sang.
5,493 in the last 2 days since the couch's Facebook page.
In 2 days?
Yes. Is it in Florida that the abandoned couch is quickly gaining more followers than the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page?
Not quite. Actually, that's where we're winning. So in your face, couch. Oh,
couch is making a comeback.
Right. Story number two has to do with a university that is coming under some fire for a new rule that they've instated. So this particular university has decided that their professors should no longer use a certain phrase when addressing their classrooms. What would you imagine? I mean, does anything come to mind?
Balls
to the wall? Is that what you said?
Is that a phrase that professors use?
Well, I'm just trying to think of something that may not, I mean, maybe okay, but maybe not appreciated.
No, that's not it, but good guess, Chelsea.
Are they encouraged to not use gender-specific pronouns?
That's a better guess, although I liked hearing yours, Chelsea. No, it's not that either. This particular university is basically getting blasted because they have told their professors not to use the term "as you know." Just those three words. Because the idea apparently is that they don't want students to feel bad when they may not know what the professor is talking about. I wish I was making that up. It sounds made up. I'm not making that up.
But don't you...
Critics are ripping the university, saying they are pandering to the, quote, snowflake generation. Members of the Equality and Diversity Network at this particular university warned that using the sentence, quote, "as you know," which, by the way, is not a sentence, might make people feel inadequate. This change happened after a student complained to the university about the phrase "as you know." Anybody? I mean, also lose time. Misdirected.
Energy.
Energy. Mm-hmm. And other things that I can't think of. Is this a university in Florida that would no longer like their professors to use the term "as you know"? Because, you know, that could be embarrassing when you don't know. Woody has the third and final.
Third and final story has to do with officials asking for the public's help in what could be a major crisis. Chelsea, sit down for this one. They're warning the public of possible bird-eating tarantulas on the loose.
Oh, no.
Yes. This after three baby spiders were found in a parking lot. They said that they found 10 pots at the side of a parking lot. And of these 10 pots, only three of them had baby Brazilian tarantulas in the pots. The rest of them were labeled as Brazilian bird-eating spiders on the side. However, 10 pots, only three spiders. So they're looking for the other seven that may be on the loose. What in the hell?
I'd take it over a snake any day.
You'll take a bird-eating tarantula over a snake.
Yes.
You are wrong. Well,
neither is a good option.
Right. I'd like to have zero.
Right.
Napalm the entire area and start over. They don't know exactly who left the pots or why or if they had the proper permits or if there were even spiders in there, but they're not taking any chances. Is it in Florida where they're not native to this particular area, but they're on the lookout for seven Brazilian tarantulas, which is a whole lot of tarantulas? Kayla is up first to try and solve our quiz. Kayla, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down in the Plywood State?
Is it story number one?
Story number one is the one, yes.
Good job.
An abandoned couch in West Melbourne, Florida has become a tourist attraction with people taking selfies on the couch, lining up the kids and the family to have their picture made with the couch.
It's great that you can celebrate the little things and good use of the term have your picture made. Well done.
You're welcome.
Story number two, not even in this country, England is where Bath University has decided that professors should no longer use the term as you know. It can lead to self-doubt and makes things difficult to question, according to the student who initially complained. Some lecturers used commonly known phrases like, as you know, which could make students feel at fault for not knowing or make it difficult to engage with the course content. I'm not making it up. I'll tweet the story out. Stand by at Woody and Wilcox is the way that you can follow along on Twitter.
And also in Britain, where the RSPCA said they're on the lookout for the Brazilian bird-eating tarantulas that may be on the loose. Oddly enough, not native to the UK, and they're asking for the public's help.
By the way, coming up in a second, if you've listened to us much, you know that there's one thing we love, and one of those things is minor league baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw it, but I'm going to put a video up of something that recently happened at a minor league baseball game that I don't believe I've ever seen before. I've got some audio for you. I'll direct you to the video, and we'll do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.